My heart skips skipping the beat, you're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Tonight's episode may contain strong language and may not be suitable for listeners under the age who are, may not be suitable for all listeners. Parental advisory is noted. And tonight we're taking a break from our normal everyday satire and disability advocacy to do a Thanksgiving heist episode. Tonight we have Red Hood and Grizz on the line with me.
Well, not even a line. We're here.
Yes.
What are you talking about? I mean, honestly, woman, you call yourself the head of the show, yet you say you're on the line. No, we're not on the line.
We're all here.
We're all here. God. Anyway, yeah. So it all started last year. We thought last year's was so funny. We said we had to come back and do something else. And then we said the perfect synchronicity. And the sound.
Yes, Ryan.
Really needed to be improved. So
yes,
we did the bottom of that.
Yes.
Now, so we don't have much time to waste.
Yes.
So let's go to the parade, shall we?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Redhead.
Well,
and Johnny's.
Yep,
we're all here.
I know we're all here.
Yes.
It all started really, like I said, last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was atop the Empire State Building watching it, and I said,
yes,
Red Hood, you're a violin thief. Surely you can get into a parade. Right? Right. So I then called Driz. Driz and I had a conversation, right, Driz?
Yes, we did.
We had a conversation, right? And we said, there has to be a way we could get we could get into the parade, right?
Some kind of sneaky way to jump onto the balloon, one of the big balloons.
I'd like to see it try. Balloons would be pretty intense to go on and stay on.
Oh yeah, those shiny balloons, those big balloons that
right.
you know that you want to grab, but you can only see them from a distance, so you try as hard as you can to jump onto the float, the top of the float, and try
right.
to touch that balloon like a little child. Ooh, look
right.
at this balloon. Ooh, look
yeah.
at this. Ooh, how pretty, how
not
beautiful,
even,
how big.
Not even looking at this balloon or that balloon, it's kind of like a kid's fantasy, you know, in the fact that when you go to any of these things, whether it be in New York City or elsewhere, it's really a spectacle.
Or the oldest in the country.
What do you mean the oldest in the country? What are you talking about?
Which happens to be right here in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Why is it the oldest in the country then?
It's older than the big one in New York City.
No, it's not. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think
really?
So.
No.
Look it up. Not 98 years.
98 years.
I think the one in Times Square is like, what, 91?
91? So...
Yeah. Knowledge dropped. Boom.
Well, you know, it's kind of the same thing.
But the one in New York City has become the big one.
Well, yeah, but, you know, this audience, I mean, in terms of the heist, right, it's a massive heist.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, we'll get into it in 2 minutes, but, I mean, because we do need the sound, because it's kind of boring if you don't have the sound. But the fact is that when you organize a heist, it has to be perfect. Everybody has to go do what they do best, right? So, I steal violins, Driz does drugs, and everybody loves a parade. So, even if everyone, you know, loves a parade, right?
I know I do. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's your favorite memory of a parade?
My favorite memory of a parade. This goes back to many, 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 many years ago when I first saw Big Bird. It was bigger than usual. So I remember walking with my uncle and my little sister at the parade. And I saw Big Bird and... I tried so hard to reach out my hand and touch Big Bird, but it was so far away only because it was that beautiful to my eyesight as a child.
Well, I mean...
And Big Bird was my favorite cartoon character.
It's kind of funny because, like, it's kind of funny because I loved Snoopy, but also the thing about Snoopy is that he's huge and white, and so... When I tried to reach Snoopy, it felt like I was reaching air, right? And since, you know, friends of mine live in New York City, they said, come on down and watch the balloons being blown up. And I said, wait a second. They don't come blown up. And then my friend kind of looked at me sideways and said,
No.
Said, no, they actually come flat. So.
Ooh.
Now, I guess we should start, you know, telling people about this heist, shall we, Grace?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah? So let's go back. Let's go back.
Oh,
there
we go.
There we go.
Yes.
So, literally, it stops. The heist stops. But, literally, Okay. So, literally, we're planning this thing. And, of course, everybody in their mother loved balloons, as we said, and balloons and all of that. But they didn't really love
clowns. Can't forget the clowns.
And the floats and the clowns and everything like that. But also, they love a good show, right?
Right.
So, I said, Red Hood, why don't you dress up in clown in clown music and clown face paint and hide behind Snoopy, right?
And not would be compared to it, right? It there's no it involves, correct?
There's no it's involved, unless you love the subway system, you know,
right?
And the reality is, if you love the subway system enough, you'll realize that it isn't even real. It is just a word, right, Chris? It's,
right.
Yeah, it's more of a way for you to get around, but it's also very annoying because of all the crowded trains and buses.
Right.
You
want
to get somewhere, but you have to rely on the system to take you anywhere. And to be honest, the system is not always that great in the city.
Yeah.
Crowded trains, late, overcrowding, buses. It's all become too much.
I mean, even too much for that is the fact that you actually had to have a gun, right? I mean, despite the fact that, like, you know, money, hair, makeup, what do you
with? I'm sorry, what was that?
What were you with? I mean...
What was that?
What were you with? Meaning, what kind of get-up did you have?
What kind of get-up? What kind of get-up? What do you mean, what kind of get-up?
Like, you were wearing your black hood or your hood, but what was on your face? I mean, it's grime, it's dirt, like, you were surfing the balloons, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I surfed the balloons. Basically, so I climbed up the balloons, and...
And?
I was wearing nothing but an orange t-shirt, along with a black hoodie and red pants and purple sneakers. And basically, I was just standing up and I was screaming, Stella! I'm on top of the float! I finally got to touch the balloon!
Stella! Oh, not even Stella. More like,
I was elated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who wouldn't be, but yet they have, how many handlers? I mean, like 100-something handlers, right? So,
sounds a bit.
It's a small army.
But it's a small army, right? So if it was a small army, oh, we forgot to mention that Garfield went to Washington along with John and Odie, so they weren't there. But, you know,
I'm sure he's hanging up with all those.
Apparently he never made it to New York.
Oh, absolutely. All the fat cats left Washington to come to New York.
He never made it
or
to
whatever.
New York. He floated away to Washington.
Yeah, but like they heard that Garfield was coming, so they let the 100 pullers that usually pull these people or these floats out of the way because of the fact that they knew he was coming. And so I mean, the newest edition, Paddington last year, was fantastic.
Yes.
Because, well, I got the opportunity to ride Paddington, if you know what I mean. You know,
or don't you mean take it for a joyride?
Yeah, absolutely.
Went for a joyride. He had fun.
I had
riding
so
Paddington,
much fun.
Just like how I had fun climbing up top of the Nickelodeon SpongeBob floating balloon, which I also got an opportunity to jump on. I sat on top of its square head.
Uh-huh.
And I felt a lot of breeze. I felt a good breeze brush up against me. And I went down to everyone saying hello, hi.
And they had no idea what... So, wait, they had no idea who you were, right? So...
No, they didn't have an idea. Not everyone.
They had, no, not anyone. I mean, factors of that are, you know, nobody has any idea who they are except the person who controls the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, we were going to float. And my friends the night before said, what are you doing? And I said, don't worry about it. So as the balloon kept rising the other night, or the night before, right, I kept sleeping. Right? And so I slept, and I slept, and I slept, and I realized that when I woke up, the first thing I heard were marching bands. The second thing I heard were handlers. The third thing I heard was, let's go. And the fourth thing I saw was my person on the float behind Paddington's helmet.
Hmm.
So,
oh Lord.
You know, and then I saw Sky, and then I looked down and I said, oh shit, this is too high for the ground. I forgot you could go this far. I mean, really. But at the same time, you know, SpongeBob was several feet ahead of me, right? So, you know, and then followed by Pikachu, and then followed by the Pillsbury Doughboy, who went, hee-hee! But at the same time, the Energized Battery from a couple of years back had also gotten really, let's just say, really, really good at beating his own drum. Thing was just wailing. I mean, Tinker, weren't you on watch on the ground and you could see my red hood, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was.
Yeah,
and it's like everyone being on foot, which ended up you guys going on a wild ride. And Tinker ends up like getting by the police and like hot of the runaway flows.
I mean, they tried to shoot at us twice. Yeah, they tried to shoot at us twice, and you know, the NYPD has to be involved, but at the same time, they tried to shoot at the people who were on the float. And so...
Yeah, especially if a person is daring crazy enough to climb up on the float, they gotta do their job. They gotta shoot them down.
Well, yes, but at the same time, you know, Pinko, do you have a question about my adventure? What did you have?
One in the float being it when it was not for you and the rest of our crew.
Well, no. I mean, how could I be on the float? Oh wait,
someone
I said I was
to be driving.
I said I was
you
on the float, to right?
Be driving.
Right.
Yes, but you know, but there is no, but it's car being on the flight. The two very different things. Driving the float. Out of the
Well, yeah. But yet, the funnier thing is, in terms of stuff, like, everything was so amazing. I mean, you could see, like, ants were, like, the handlers look like ants. I mean, really, totally look like ants. It was not like anything I've ever seen. Really, they all look like little 100 million ants. And then plus we had our drone as well. You know,
so
the drone.
So you could see anyone with a pop suit with you too, which makes it all better.
I mean, it makes it all better, but it also makes it interesting because I didn't have anything on me to protect myself. So, made it 10 times more interesting.
I bet.
You know,
yeah, I remember. I'm seeing it. That was,
yeah, you know.
You definitely gave the NYPD a run for their money.
In a way, yeah. I mean,
may not necessarily been most joyous part of their day, but we had fun.
Yeah, I had fun. Definitely, 100% had fun. But I also had a lot of fun in the fact that everything went to plan. You know, we did some reminders. We had a bit of fun. And we had a good Thanksgiving. By the end of it, we ate Big Bird, and he was fantastic. He was fantastically delicious. He was 9 foot tall, but fantastically delicious. Don't you think so, Driss?
Right.
It was super delicious.
It was super delicious. Right. Exactly. You know, super delicious, and also really tasty. I mean, any bird. I mean, going into the fixings, right? What do we think? What usually goes around everybody's Thanksgiving table?
Turkey.
You can do food, turkey.
Yeah.
All the food that everyone can get their hands on, they can put into their mouths, and they can just chew and chew and chew until they can't even stand up to walk anymore.
And
I know that's what's like.
Can you get into a food coma?
Oh yeah, and then
right,
whatever Johnny said.
But then tryptophan starts to set in.
You literally feel like a king when you finish eating. When you finish eating all the meats imaginable in this world, all the sausages, all the turkey, all the chicken, all the beef.
Yeah, and
like a big king.
You then pretty much think, okay, this has got to be the best Thanksgiving ever. And next year we will do it all over again.
The adventure. Oh, that adventure, man.
I mean, in a way,
it's daring and it's risky, but you gotta do it.
Oh, yeah.
Big time, man. Yo, the thrills that I got. Yo, the breeze that I felt when I was up in the air, top of the balloon, and the float. Man.
Definitely. You know, has to be done all over again next year. I mean, we can't get... Put it this way. We can't get into this much mayhem for Christmas, can we?
Maybe.
No,
yeah,
more
of course we can.
A possibility that we can overhype ourselves in celebration of Christmas. Because if you think about it, now that Thanksgiving's coming in, it's about to end, there comes Christmas. Although,
those
that are played, Christmas songs that are endless, all those Christmas commercials, and you walk into the supermarket and the pharmacy store, you see all sorts of decorations and Christmas merchandise being sold.
Hey, it's already here.
It puts you in a good mood, but at the same time, you become fulfilled with that Christmas feeling, you know what I mean?
In a way, yeah, definitely. But yeah, I mean, in the fact that this is Thanksgiving, and I guess all what we wanted to say is Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you, I guess, after Thanksgiving. I guess the premiere of our next season will come until December.
Yeah, about that.
Just stay tuned.
Or January, early
stay
January.
Tuned.
But we will, you know, stay tuned. There's big things coming up, big huge guests coming up. We can't reveal things, but you will know his voice, and if you. Well, you will know his voice, and I can't give you any more than that, otherwise you'll figure it out. But let's just say you will know his voice, and we're huge fans of his, and we cannot wait. And, yeah, that's our Thanksgiving special. And,
stay tuned, folks.
So stay tuned, and we will.
Whoa.
We'll be.
That was weird.
We'll be off until. We'll be off for a week, and then we will be back in December.
Somebody trying to dial into the show here.
A week or two, right? And then. And then we'll be back. Before Christmas, and then off until January. So we will be back in the second time you'll hear us is after Thanksgiving. So, yeah.
And then we'll be back after the first of the year.
Right. For a
Give
or take for the new season and everything like that.
More news about real abilities and all that good stuff that we have coming up.
And we do have a special announcement, but we'll wait till January to give it to you about real abilities specifically.
Yes.
But let's just say way more interviews than usual. And we will just pay attention to our Twitter and our Facebook. Especially to our Twitter, because that comes out faster than Facebook.
Both,
but, you know, just pay attention to both of those. And our new Instagram as well. We'll be posting there
Redhead, those have been up for a while now.
Oh, sorry.
We should tell everyone about our Twitter. TSCS pod.
Yes.
TSCS pod. POD.
Yeah. And
so go ahead and follow us.
Yeah. And so that's for the show. And you'll see stuff coming up there soon. And if you follow us on AMC Press & Co., that's the usual Twitter stuff. So, yeah. Have a good Thanksgiving. Enjoy
my turkey's getting cold. Let's eat.
Yeah. Our turkey's getting cold. Let's eat. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Later.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Respect. It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses. To find out more, go to goarmy.com/bonus or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army.